We're going to run over a little bit long tonight, and we are having coming up next, after when we come to the next break, the interview with Ron Campbell from Monstrous. He's coming up next. We're going to get him on the phone, and we're going to talk to him, and we're going to set up an interview for probably the next coming couple of weeks or so. We're going to have an interview with him specifically about the new CD they're going to be releasing and things like that. But anyway, that will be on the next break. Right now, we're going back into the music with Wyrick Down here on Intense Industry on Intense Radio.
How much time we got?
We are back live here on Intense Radio, Intense Industry. We have on the phone with us Ron Campbell from the band Monstrous.
What's up, Ron?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We got a, what's the technical deal we got going on here?
Are you not hearing anything in the headphones?
No, I don't think I'm on.
Okay.
We got Ron on, correct?
Say something again, Larry.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Say it one more time.
1, 2, 3.
Go through the test. Tap your microphone.
Okay. I can hear that.
Okay, Josh, you're on. Which one are you?
Oh, we're good now. We're good.
Well, I still can't hear you though.
Oh, really?
Say something again. There we go.
There we go.
Okay, it just needs to be real loud.
Ron Campbell from the band Monstrous. So what's been happening, Ron?
Been busy with all the, I guess, the trappings that go in that go into play when you release a new album. The album's taken off in a big way. We're anxious to see how it does stateside. It's really taken off overseas for us, and really have been putting our efforts towards spreading the word stateside here and seeing you know, what opportunities there are for some possibly some festival shows in the spring and even some regional shows to promote the music and the album.
Well, that's great. Well, just before we went on the air, you were just saying there was some really cool stuff happening over in England. And why don't you let all the listeners know what's happening there? I think that's great.
Well, I'm sure your listeners may not be aware of Cross Rhythms in England, but it's actually probably one of the largest Christian entertainment mediums over there. And not, you know, aside from owning a TV network and you know, pretty snazzy publication, and they do their own brand of festival as well. They do a magazine, and they reviewed 182 albums for the new year. And out of 20 musical categories, only 16 of the albums got a perfect 10 stars. And in the hard music category, only Monstrous and POD walked away with the top honors of 10 stars. And
wow.
We were pretty jazzed about that. And then to top it all off, we kind of found out that on their radio station, we had not really dropped out of the top 10 for almost 3 months. So there's... you know, a lot catching on over there.
That's
really
great. That's great. Well, we need to get that cooking over in the States as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're trusting that some opportunities are going to really be opening up for us, either maybe in a support role on a tour or in some festival shows where we have exposure to a pretty captive live audience, you know, so.
Cool. Well, that's very, very cool. We've got doing Supernatural pretty heavy rotation. We've played Zealots, and I jumped in about a week ago and threw the whole album on just one Sunday morning just for fun. But we were just talking. We want to give you a full 30 minutes, maybe with the other band members, if possible, 2 weeks from tonight. So listeners, log on to intenseradio.com. Look for the advertisement. Also, go to monstrous.com. monstrus.com, and we'll have all the details about the upcoming interview where we'll go ahead and do the whole album run and talk about, get into the technical parts of the album you're writing and where you're going and stuff like that. How's that sound?
Okay, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's do a song, another Monstrous song. Why don't you cue up Karma, track 3. Come back with a couple more questions. That sound cool, Ron? You gonna hang with us for a minute?
Sounds great. I'm here for the duration.
All right. Karma. Check it out. IntenseRadio.com.
This is Don Williams, Monstrous, making it intense on Intense Radio.
Promo spot there. We got to get the CD in there. Here you go.
Bear with us just a moment, please.
There you go. Why don't you hit up track three there?
I'm just glad you guys aren't working at NASA.
Oh. Oh.
There's... All right, we're back live here in Intense Radio. What's up, Brian? We got Ron Campbell. That was Karma. The album name is Zealots in the Land of Nod. I'm really, really digging this album. What about you, Brian?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely great.
Well, Ron, we were just talking off the air. Tell us what's... there's a lot of really, really cool stuff going on with you guys. HM Magazine's going to be doing something on you guys, correct? Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, they came out and did a story with us a couple weeks back. And this next issue, which is their March-April issue, I think it hits newsstands somewhere mid-February. But I think they did a pretty good story on us. And some of the endorsers that sponsor the band took out ad space in the magazine. And
wow.
So it's going to be a good high-profile issue for us, at least to get out there to, I guess, the mass Christian hard music audience in a publication type way, and that's something we've been really looking forward to see happen. So,
right,
I'd encourage anybody that wants to know more about us, or maybe something they may have not heard on an interview anywhere. We definitely talked about quite a bit of things that nobody's really ever asked us about. So, it should be a good issue and something worth picking up and checking out.
That sounds great. How are Don and Mars doing? I know a while back Mars. He had an injury, I understand, right?
Yeah. If you haven't experienced Mars in person, I encourage you to check us out live when you have the opportunity, because he is quite the bodybuilder kind of guy. And he broke his arm lifting about something in the neighborhood of 400-plus pounds. So.
Holy crap.
he had been lifting that for a number of weeks and had felt a pain, I guess, in his upper shoulder and started to back off the weight a little bit. But what the strain in his shoulder was actually a hairline fracture. And one day he started to feel like his arm was getting a little bit better, and he put some more weight on the bar. And, you know, heard everything snap, and down came the weight, and down came his arm, so.
Well, you know what they say, no pain, no gain. He'll come back stronger than ever. Just take a while.
He is. So, if you guys have ever heard of Bane from Batman, that's kind of where he's headed right now. Kind of goes with the whole Monstrous theme, I guess. He's definitely stronger than ever and playing better than ever, and we've already got half of the next album written and demoed out, and, you know, God willing, we would like to be in the studio cutting that by the holidays of this coming year and have that out on the street shortly thereafter. But it's going to be... The next album is just going to be absolutely incredible. I mean, they say you have your whole lifetime to prepare for the first album, and then a lot of bands kind of rub up on the second album because they've got like 6 months to write it. But this isn't the case at all. I mean, the second album, in my opinion, is even stronger than Zealot. So,
wow, that's interesting.
To look forward to.
Well, we're on the air with Ron Campbell, the drummer from the band Monstrous. And you know what, Ron, I think you have one of the coolest drum sets I've ever seen. Tell who you have endorsements by. I mean,
I have endorsements by Vic Firth Drumsticks. They've been with me in almost 15 years. I mean, long before this band. They've been very supportive of just you know, what I was trying to do within the Christian music industry. I also have Vandal May, or May microphones, I should say, in my drum kit. And, you know, Randy May, who owns the company, has been behind me for a number of years as well. So he has helped open the door to several other companies to get involved with us. I've had DW Drums custom build my drum kit, and in the works of a new deal with Zildjian Cymbals. So I'm
oh wow, well that's incredible. I know. I remember the one time I seen you a few years ago was here in Nashville. I love that kit.
Donald Dogs are actually now sponsored by GHS Guitar Strings, so that's actually one of the companies that have they've actually taken out an ad in HM, and it is just a sweet looking ad. You'll have to check it out. But
yeah, well, I encourage you to go to their website. They have one of the neatest websites out there for a band. It's monstrous.com, and you got a lot of you got some merchandise up there. You can get the album, correct?
Absolutely.
And some other stuff. And, you know, one little comment, too. Ron, the man on the phone here, was the one that redesigned Sanctuary's logo.
I was the guy who did Intense Radio's logo.
You did that one, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So he did the Intense Radio logo. And also, I remember when you had redone the Sanctuary logo a few years back, and it still stands today. And did a great job on it. So
Ron is the guy who... had to redo Intense Radio's logo with the .com on the end.
I didn't do that.
No, I did that. I, this is Brian, by the way. I'm chief engineer for Intense Radio, also the host of the show Intense Industry. I wish I knew where you got that font, because it was a pain in the butt for me to try to duplicate it. I had to duplicate it basically by hand and cut and paste. It looks great. I love the way you did that logo.
We can dress that up so it all matches again at some point. So.
Oh, wow, that'd be nice. Now, you have got a new you all have a new CD that's out right now, right?
Well, the CD that you're playing is the one and only album that's out to the public right now.
Okay.
We're working on a second album, you know, so on the heels of this, we have something for all the people who have gotten into this project, so...
Now, this new one coming out, give us a little bit of a sneak peek idea. Is it anything like the other one?
Let me say this, because I don't want to give anything away of the title or anything like that at this point. I mean, the title is pretty much etched in stone, but I will tell you this. When we were talking with the major record labels probably about a year and a half ago, one of the requests they had for us was, you know, kind of what I was just mentioning to you. You know, you have a year and a half to plan, or you have your lifetime to plan for your first album, and you have 6 months to write the second.
Yeah.
They basically sent us off and said, before we sign you to a record contract, we want to see how well you write, you know, with a deadline. So they gave us kind of a deadline and said, you know, let us hear where the next, you know, direction would be going for the next album. And that was kind of the marching orders we were given. And when we came back, they basically wanted to scrap Zealots and take off in this new direction.
Uh-huh.
They were so excited about it. But, you know, we knew that Zealots was the album for this time and was the album to launch the band. And and the message contained within Zealots was a message that the Lord had given us for the people that would be, I guess, into us. So, you know, we felt at that point it was time to kind of walk away from the table. And, you know, felt everything was pointing to starting our own record company. And so that's what we did. You know, we started B2 Entertainment. And, you know, not just as a springboard for Monstrous, but Monstrous would literally just be the foundation and catalyst for many more other artists down the road. You know, our long-term goal would actually be to sign, you know, real edgy rap artists, pop artists, whatever, across the board, as long as their music and ministry.
Kind of like Eminem, but a lot better.
We're strictly looking for artists that really have a heart to serve the Lord and have an anointing on their ministry, and that's just something you can't fake. I mean, you can't fake that type of stuff in a recording studio.
Right.
It's either there or it's not.
And, exactly.
You know, so that's, you know, that's, and we're really excited because we've been fortunate to literally be an independent label that's come out of nowhere and has landed national distribution just, you know, all across the globe. I mean, you can buy our album at Tower Records if you want. So, I mean, that's literally unheard of for an independent anything. So, God's really knocked down doors that we, you know, didn't even know how to open or where to even go, but he's directed us and led us, and, you know, the dominoes continue to fall.
Now, I understand, is there something happening with some digital distribution for the album, too?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody, any place you can buy digital music online and download it, you can buy the Monstrous album. If you're on a Macintosh computer, go to Apple iTunes and buy it right now, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, if you're a Napster freak, go to Napster and download it. You can buy the album, you know, in the next 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, well, do that.
And if anyone wants to buy the CD, can they go to your website and purchase the CD?
Go to our website. They can go to, the hardest part is getting it physically into the stores at this point. Fighting that shelf space for some of your bigger, you know, your bigger artists, but that's something we're working on. But you can go to any place that sells music online, especially Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't physically have it in stock, they've got a distributor that they can get it through. So, I mean, the music is very, you know, very plentiful out there. You can find it at just about any place that either sells it through download or sells direct, whether it's, I even saw it on a Best Buy site the other day, and we've not had any talks with people at Best Buy, so... However Best Buy is getting it, I don't have a clue.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's do the title track from the album, and I'll come back and do one more segment with you. And I want to save some of the real intense stuff in regards to the writing, because you guys, between you and Mars, you know, he does most of the lyric writing, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I want to hopefully you can arrange to have him on the next interview in a couple weeks, where we could kind of dig into that in a little bit, because pretty intense stuff you guys write. And but in the meantime, let's do the title track from the album Zealots in the Land of Nod. And can you hang out a couple more minutes with us, Ron?
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, this is Ron Campbell of Monstrous. This is Zealots in the Land of Nod on IntenseRadio.com.
What about them three Hebrew boys? I promise you, they never knew what was going to happen. Them flames are raging. And you know too well they were scared. They could have made an excuse. You know what they said? They're not worth our salvation. Let's go on a fire. There ain't no other way. If God delivers us all dead, we ain't bowing down.
Yeah, all right, Zealots in the Land of Nod, the title track from Monstrance's new album. Ron's still with us, and Ron, like I said, we were just talking off the air. We're going to get Don and Mars coming up here in 2 weeks. We're going to get that scheduled for 2 weeks from tonight, and we'll dig in a little bit about how the songs are written and a little bit of the more technical aspects of the album. But really glad to hear how some of the doors are opening up for you. You guys, I've known you for a few years now, and you're a very hard worker. You've been putting a lot of work into this, and I'm really happy that Lord's laying out some doors for you. That's really great, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your guys' support, and it's always exciting when you see somebody willing to step to the plate and support you and get behind you in whatever way they have at their disposal or that they can. But, I mean, willing servants are willing servants, you know. I mean, we're all members of one body, so, I mean...
Right.
I mean, we appreciate the support that Intense Radio has given and the exposure of the music. And for those people out there that are listening that have been touched by the music, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about, and that's why we do it, so...
Sounds good. Well, take care of yourself. Thanks again for doing the short notice thing with us tonight.
No problem. Thanks for
and,
having me.
Yeah, no problem. And we'll wrap up. I'm going to do one more. Brian, again, any other questions for Ron before we wrap her up?
We'll save the good ones for when he's on next time.
Yeah, okay. Which track you want, Ron?
Why don't you play Trinity? That's my wife's favorite.
Oh, so, yeah, okay.
kind of a funky vibe.
All right, Trinity, coming up. Thanks a lot, Ron. We will see you, we'll hear you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, here is Trinity from Zealots in the Land of Nod. Monstrous. Make sure you go to monstrous.com. They have an awesome, awesome website, and order up some of that merchandise along with the album.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely get that linked up on our featured artist page tonight. That's going up tonight.
Great.